I'm going to just exhort us on something I've already preached on the radio. It took almost 1 hour to preach it, but I may give you a summary, a short form. Open to Gospel of John chapter 8. Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 51 is the precipitation of this sermon. Father, I pray, Lord, that you give us some good insight into this your word, Lord. Teach us yourself, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Gospel of John chapter 8 verse 51. Many of us know it off head, but read it. We want you to read it so that we actually see what did the Lord really say. Verse 51, Jesus Christ said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death." Now you can read the rest of it. So you know they were debating on physical death, and they said, "Well, who make thou thyself?" That was the response of the Jews. And they said, "Well, if I don't honor myself, my honor is not just my Father that honored me." So we know they are talking about physical death, because some theologians may say, "Oh, that was talking about spiritual death." No, this one is putting in there, he's talking about physical death. But that's not the, it's not the debating of that I'm going to talk about. I want to talk about keep my saying, is what he said. So what are they saying? Because that was how I preached it. It was a teaching. Lord told me to teach this thing gradually, because to never see that, to go in the rapture really, is precipitated on this believing this word. People are saying, "Oh, everybody just disappear." It was the faith. It was the faith of Elijah. It was the walking with the Lord. So it is walking with the Lord. And it's walking with the Lord has to do with this. Keep my saying. The Bible says Enoch walked with God, and it was not, for God took him. So when you are walking with somebody and he tells you something and you argue with him, you are not going to be in good terms. Even if you and your spouse and you cannot agree most of the time, you are not going to be at ease with one another. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. So the keeping is saying, so that is very important. What are these sayings he's talking about? Now we always know all this word of God is saying. But that is not all. This is the written word. The written word. But then he's saying, if you keep my saying, which means he's going to walk with you, like he promised in many other Bible verses. He said, "Me and my Father, we will come and make our abode with you." Also, "If a man love me, I will love him, and I will come and I will make my abode with him." So if he's making abode with you, then you have to walk together. And when he says something, you better do it. When he says something, you better do it. If a man keep my... That is now the spoken word. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen? So now, what are the sayings? I put it this way in some of my sermon. I said, pestilence may be in the land, trouble may be in the land, and the Lord that is walking with you will tell you to do this. And when you do that, you avoid the pestilence. There may be even aging process may step in, because you say, "Keep my saying, you shall never see that." What about the aging process that will normally pull human beings down? But because he said, "If you keep my saying," then he will come and tell you, "You do this." When you do it, then the aging process will be reversed. Why? Because he can see what you cannot see. You look at your body, something is happening to your body, and he tells you, "Don't eat this anymore. Eat that." That is he saying to you individually now, not general thing to everybody in the church. When you keep that saying, you'll be avoiding the trouble. You'll be reversing aging. Those are all the things that he says. If a man, that means he's going to be your spiritual doctor. He's going to be the great physician for you, and he is going to be looking at your composition. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Let me go again to an example of what do we need to keep his saying, what do we need to do. The story of Cana of Galilee came to mind. Remember the story in Cana of Galilee? This is telling us one of the things that we need to do when we say we are walking with him. In Cana of Galilee, there was a wedding. Remember the story of the wedding in Cana of Galilee? And they said the Lord Jesus Christ was invited, and Mary also was invited to that wedding. And then they had no wine. Because they had no wine, Mary, the mother of Jesus, came and stole him. They don't have any more wine. And he said, well, what have I got to do with that? My hour is not yet come. And the Bible said, Mary went to the servants. Maybe he brought the servants with her and said, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Whatsoever he saith unto you, John chapter 2. Woman, what have I to do with it? My hour is not yet come. Then his mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. I just described before, I said, when aging process is stepping in, and the Lord will see your body composition, he knows everything he put in you, and he will tell you, take this. And when you do it, the aging process reverses. Yeah. The reason why I got lost is because he wanted me to go this way, and I went that way, and then I forgot what I was about to say, so I lost every, and he brought it back to me again. See, when the aging process is stepping, he said, take this or do that, and when you do it, obedience. That's the one that you see that Mary was pointing to, the was telling these people, obedience, obey whatever he says. Whatsoever he says unto you, do it. Whether it looks foolish, do it. So the first thing, then, let me be able to hear him. You know, we have preached about hearing the Lord many times in this congregation. You must be able to hear from the Father. Praise God. I don't know why the Lord gave it to my mind that we should sit down and try to listen. I just put that in, that it's part of what he wanted me to talk about. But I didn't plan that. He said, sit down, let everybody sit down and try to drop that I've been practicing at home. Learn how to hear from the Spirit. I've read it in the book of Jane Lead. And I tried it. I couldn't get anything out of it. I won't listen to Kenneth Hagin talking about it. That shut your mind, shut stuff. You can shut the wheel of your mind. Your mind is always thinking. Even when you are praying, you know your mind wanders around. But you must be able to stop the wheel of the mind so that you are blank. In that quietness, that's when the Spirit can speak through your own spirit. I was in a place somewhere over there where some church are practicing it, and they all sat down in the morning. Sunday morning, and they all sat down, and they said, well, they said, I don't know about it, they said, just watch us. And they all sat down, not more than 12 people, around the boys in May Road. And they were, and when I was talking to their pastor, he knew about Braham. I can't call him Brahmas, but they practiced that. And I said, well, I just sat with them, I couldn't even shut my mind. And they were sitting down, and then while they were quiet, whatever come to their mind, or to their heart, when we speak, telling the congregation, not a hula hula hula, just spoke. But that was practice. And I read that in Jane Lee's book. That's the woman that wrote School 51. And I tried it. And the Lord said, let's do it right now. I just did that just to make you guys know that you can practice at home. It's not something we want to do. You may not hear anything right now. But when you get home, try to say, can I even shut my mind for 5 minutes? And just let see whether the Lord will speak to me quietly to my spirit. The mind is here, the spirit is here, and the Lord will tell you the more. But see, when you begin to hear from me, like I said, part of You must be able to hear him. Because if a man keep my saying, we are not talking of spoken word. Spoken word. Not the one that is in the Bible is this written word. And like I always said, you must be obedient to the written word for you to be a candidate for the spoken word. But part of the spoken word that's going to come, most of the time the Lord himself is breaking through to talk to us. Most of the time, he breaks through to just talk to us. That's why occasionally we only hear him in dreams. We are used to hearing him in dreams when we are now slain in our body. Our body is quiet and we are in a dream. And then he might speak to us. But those that go into the prophetic ladder, they get to be able to get to him, rather he get to you. And that is what I'm talking about when you say, shut up the mind, then you'll be able to set your antenna, he will speak, and you'll be able to hear him. Then when you are now able to hear him, then do what he says. Because he said, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. One other thing you want me to point out is another experience. What I said, he is the great physician. He is the great physician. You can see how the aging process is taking toll. And as the great physician, and you are working with him, and he asks you in his book not to see death, he asks you in his book not to see death. Because God told me in a vision that this is how you know those who are not going to die from the sky. I was standing with him in that sky, and his fire like pew, to somebody that is walking, and the man keep walking. So that's how you know this one. I'm going to see this. I want to say, what about me? Am I? That's why I say, if he asks it, if he asks you in his book, not to see that. But it's just telling me that even when those 3 years, he says he's going to give immortality to some before we leave this planet. He's going to give immortality to some. And that is what we are all shooting for. If a man keep my saying, shall never see that. But you've got to keep his saying. You've got to walk with him. That ladder, that prophetic ladder. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see that. So then when he says something to you, like you say, you have been now comforted to hear him. When he says something to you, like Mary was telling the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. In their own case, they are just looking for wine. Not so, just wine. And they kept following him. Is he going to tell us something? Okay, get water. They have said, they could have said, oh, gee, what water got to do? We need wine. I said, but whatsoever he said unto you, do it. So they went and got the water. Okay, fetch the water and go and give it to the governor. They could have said, wait, bless the water at least. No. The Bible didn't say he blessed the water or anything. He just said, take it now and go and give it to the governor. Whatsoever he said unto you, do it. So that is one key thing, is the obedience part. We all know the scripture says, when our own obedience is fulfilled, God will be in readiness to avenge every disobedience. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Praise the Lord. One last or second thing I'm going to point out is verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. And the other point of that is keeping a saying. What are the sayings that we should keep? Let's go to Mark chapter 11 before we wrap it up. Mark, Gospel of Mark chapter 11. Because part of keeping is saying, is what he said is his saying. So let's see one or two of his saying. In Mark chapter 11 verse 23, Jesus Christ said, "For verily I say unto you." See, when I read this part, as I was preaching that thing, and I read that part, I say, when you say he's saying, you just say I say. Anything he say, I say unto you, that's one of the sayings. Now this is written already. They say, verily I say unto you. You can go through the Bible and say, wherever Jesus Christ say, I say unto you, that's the saying. That's very written down for us. And he said, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Here's one of the saying. Verily I say unto you. So he's giving us a saying right there. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So we know, of course, that is given to us point blank in the scriptures as how to get miracles done, how to get things up, how to move mountains. Also, that's the formula I just gave to us there. Say, if you keep my saying, you shall never see it. So what of his sayings? He gave us one formula here. The formula is, you say unto this mountain, you do not doubt in your heart, then you believe what you say shall come to pass, then you shall have it. So three things. That's the formula I just gave to us. And he said, if you keep my saying, and you say, well, how do I apply that to another city? Well, you know, we can use this for throwing away sickness and disease. That formula that he just gave to us in that Mark chapter 11. He said, I say unto you, that's the saying. And he still gave you, this is the formula he's giving to us, one of the formula. Say unto this mountain, so you have to say to the mountain, be thou removed, whatever you say to the mountain. So you don't doubt in your heart, that is part of the formula, the second point. The first point is say it. Second thing is don't doubt. The third thing is believe you receive, or what you say shall come to pass. That is the third thing, then you shall have it. Formula, say unto any mountain. Don't doubt in your heart. Believe what you say shall come to pass. Then you shall have it. I repeated it almost four times before it clicked. Say, believe what you say. Believe what you say shall come to pass. Don't doubt in your heart. Then you have it. So it's just a formula. It's almost like formula of X plus Y equals to Z that we have in mathematics. And he just gave a formula, and that is a saying of Jesus, one of his sayings. Say unto the mountain, believe what you say shall come to pass, don't doubt in your heart, and you will have what you say. That's the formula he said he gave to us right there. And that is one of his sayings. If I keep that saying, then I can begin to use it. And I've been using it over and over and over again, and it's beginning to work for me, and I begin to see it work, even in casting out torments, afflictions, diseases, and infirmities. Like I give a testimony, that was real. Death was trying to capture my spirit in that vision. And I just say what the Bible said. Christ has abolished death, and he has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. So I rebuke you, spirit of death. Loose me, let me go. Something just opened his mouth and just walk out in that vision. So it's almost like something like a dog. Just open his mouth and I just walk out in that vision. Back to my bed. Say unto the mountain, believe what you say shall come to pass. Don't doubt in your heart, you shall have what you say. You are going to overcome all things just by keeping those sayings of Jesus Christ. One of them is that. And he went further in the next verse and gave us another saying. So you have to use those sayings of Jesus, the one that's written down, begin to use it for yourself, for anything you want to say, anything you want to get. Verse 24 says, therefore, I say, that's another saying of Jesus, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Therefore, I say unto you, another saying of Jesus, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Second formula. And Jesus Christ said, keep my saying, and you shall never see death. And he's two are written down here for us that I'm just pointing to. He said, I say unto you, that's the sin. Another place he said, I say unto you, that's another sin. Go and study that sin. Some formulas are there. Whatsoever ye desire when ye pray, as the first thing, desire it. Believe that you receive them. Say now, believe that you receive it when you have prayed about it. You desire it, pray to the Father about it, believe you receive them, and what? And you shall have them. Second formula. Desire in your heart, you have to have a strong desire for this thing. Then pray about it. That is the same part. You can't just desire without praying. Say, well, but my Father knows what I need. Yeah, he wants you to still pray. Why? Why do you need to pray when he knows? Say. Go say. That's your praying. You say, Father, I want this. That's your saying of it. He knows you need it. He knows you want it. But he says you have to say it. The saying is like, though, I give an example here, an analogy. The cell phone. You have a cell phone. You want the cell phone to lead you from here to so place. And you can speak to that Google right now on your cell phone. Or type it in. Until somebody showed to me that I can speak to it, I didn't realize that I have something that I can speak to. And that man, I went to T-Mobile. And he just said, well, let me check it out. And he just said, Google. I said, really? He said, you can talk to here. What is the capital of Kenya? And that answer said, well, the capital of Kenya is so and so. Well, say unto this mountain, Jesus Christ. And this is how the Lord told me. I was telling this in the midst of some brethren. You know this thing we call cell phone? Community of engineers. I'm one of them. Community of engineers designed this thing, established it, completely formalized, and they said to operate it, this is how you say it. You have to speak to it. And it will answer. Google, I want to go from here to Canada, or say GPS, it's called GPS. You can tell the terminal, your destination is where. My destination is so and so place in Hawaii. And he has to tell you where, he gave you turn right, turn left, turn right, turn left, turn right, turn left, 50 miles on this road. Who did that? Community of engineers. I've done this, but you see, these engineers, they die and the other people build on what Isaac Newton is dead, all those people are dead. But see, what they started, they couldn't finish. So many people built on it. So many people built on it. But now it's a community of engineers, not just one person. They have established these things and we are enjoying it. They just tell you how to tap into it. If you have this device, speak and it will answer you. But don't muddle your words. That's don't doubt. If you doubt, you muddle your words, you change your mind. It's not listening because now it's not sure what you really said. Even on the cell phone. That is what God is telling us. But this time, community of spirits have established this thing in the universe. Community of spirits, and they never die. They are eternal. So then you can say, well, they have perfected this thing for centuries. Perfected. Because he also showed me one vision. I said, he showed me something. He said, since I established it, it has not been changed. Since he established it, it has not been changed. It is still the same, even though men may abuse it, these are some spiritual powers. But he has not changed it. Someone like electricity is wired in this place. And if everybody moved away, this wire is still solid. Unless somebody went here and turned off this thing, it will still turn on. If it's automatic, the whole planet may be gone. If that thing is automatic and there's power, it will come on and turn off, turn off and turn off, turn off, turn off. Until nobody that knows where the power is and went and switched off. God was telling me, it has not been changed. You say this and it will happen just like I say, you set the ordinances of heaven. How to set the dominion upon the earth. But the community of spirits have ordained these things. We are just tapping to some of them now. Tapping to some of them. Even everything that human beings are discovering, we are tapping to some of them. But you know that translation, that you know the story of Philip the evangelist? He was going this way and the Holy Ghost took him and suddenly dropped him in another part of the nation, which we call transportation. It's a transportation system. Transportation system. Which already ordained in the universe. But we are still going through all the development. We are trying to get to know how to get into that. And Lord is saying, He can tell the same with the one. He say, you just say to this, it will happen just like you said. If you don't doubt in your heart and you believe what you say, because the doubt will reverse that. Let me just give you an analogy before you wrap up. Lord showed me this analogy. He said, think of an arrow and a bow. You want to pray and say, Father, I want this. You desire something, this is what I want, Lord. And say, he said, now, it's like telling the Father he was going to shoot an arrow for you. And he said, Lord, I want this. That's your desire. And when you have desired it, he said, don't doubt. Believe you have received it. Don't doubt in your heart. And then you shall have it. It's like when you release the arrow, arrow is now flying towards the target. But what can make the arrow not hit the target? Your doubt. Or the arrow can turn back with your unbelief. That's what he's saying. Don't doubt, because the doubt is going to module up the direction of the arrow or turn it back. That is what the doubt will do. So don't doubt in your heart. Believe what you say shall come to pass, then the arrow is going to that target. The Father has released it. That is what analogy I was using there. But in the last part of it, verse 25 said, and when ye stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. So that part of it, you have to put it in the equation. The Father is going to release the arrow, but if you are not forgiving, you're not living, you're not walking in love, he may not release the arrow. He may not release the arrow, because his Father is going to release the arrow. He say, well, Lord, I want this, okay, okay. When you release the arrow is going to the target. You can turn the arrow back by your unbelief, by your doubt. So don't doubt in your heart. Believe you receive it, that is, you believe that is the target. That is what you have said. That's your belief, you receive it. Don't doubt in your heart, because that can turn the arrow back. That can make the arrow wiggle. Okay? But for him to release the arrow, you must walk in love. Forgive. Just like our Father said, if you forgive others, Father also will forgive you, because that is how he will release the arrow that you are asking him to shoot for you. Praise the Lord. In summary, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. So the saying of the Lord is critical. Every saying that he has given to us in the scriptures, and then begin to listen to him so that he can speak to you directly for what you need personally for your body, what you need personally for your life, what you need personally, but you must practice to listen, to hear him. And when you hear him, do what he says. Amen? Amen. Obedience is the summary, is the bottom line of it. You can't debate him. You can't think you know better. Do what he says. Because some of those things may look foolish to us. He told one man, he rubbed the spit on the ground, make clay from the spit, and rub it on the eyes of that man that was born blind, and say, go watch. Do what he says, no matter how it looks so stupid or so foolish, because the foolishness of God is what? It's wiser than man. Amen. The weakness of God is stronger than man. So whatever he say, do it. Without doubting. Without giving a second opinion, without thinking, well, I'll do it later. Well, I really know. You better do it right there and then. Because sometimes timing is also involved. Timing. And we know that in the world, timing is involved in many things. If Lord says invest in this and you keep postponing it, the timing may off, not so. I remember trying to buy something, and unless it grieved you, buy it now. You're going to opportunity, you don't want to lose it. But see, my speech shall not always strive with man. So we want to be obedient. Amen. Let's pray. Let's just stand up and pray. That's the summary. That's the final part. Whatsoever is said unto you, do it. That's the opinion part. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see this. Lord, let's pray. Just talk to the Father. Father, help us, Lord, to be able to hear you. The first step, to be able to hear you, Lord. And when we hear you, Lord, give us the grace to do it, to do what you say. Even when it comes to our own body, give us the grace to do what you tell us to do. And it will work, because your word will never fail. If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. And the better it is, because we don't know who you are, but we know, we believe who you are the Lord God Almighty that created all things. Hallelujah. 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 Brought that back to my mind. Honorable testimony. When I was planning to get married, this was like a testimony. When I was planning to get married in 1980 something, to make you to see that the composition of our body, the Lord has it in His hand. So when He says, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death, He has everything. Even the Bible said, He has the residue of our spirit. So all the spare parts of our body that we need, He has it. He can deliver it if you want to. In the vision, He just showed to me where I was born. He put me in a theater that was called maybe surgery theater, and He began to watch some things out of my private part when I was still planning to get married. And I was wrestling with Him. I was like a little baby on that theater table, and I was washing some things out of my private part. And something looked like a little egg. And I tried to pick up that thing to see, look at that, what is that? He just grabbed it out of my hand. This is something to play with. And that was the male's testis. I was in that vision, but I was in the spirit, but he was working on the body. He was working on the body. And I tried to, you know, like a baby trying to come to your daddy's table and try to pick up something. Your daddy doesn't want you to play with that. You grab it out, don't play with this one. And he put it back where it belongs. Which means He has everything about our body. David said, when I was curiously wrought in the lower parts of the earth, thou seest all my parts. So that was what He was making me to see in that vision. So then you can rest on Him, you can trust in Him that He has everything about you. He is the great physician. So if you now trust that, walk with Him so that He can tell you what to do to defeat the aging process. He can tell you one-on-one. It's not like you go and tell the church what to do. No, I'm talking of one-on-one, because what you must do for your body may be different from what He needs to do for His body. Depends on what I need to do for my body. When it comes to, if a man keep my saying, shall never see death. So thank Him. Father, we thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for that promise. Thank You, Lord, for Your walking in us. The Holy Ghost walking in us to bring us to that fullness of the stature of Christ. Thank You, Lord, for the grace that You have given to us. Thank You, Lord, for we are blessed to even come together this Friday to hear this. Because this is things You talk in the upper room. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Keep His saying and you shall never see death. God bless you.